Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No. He was on this last week, AOTD. AOTD.
Your AOTD is Rod Stewart.
All right, have you guys seen the Winky Wonky Donkey video?
Just wait.
It's so
I saw
cute.
My Winky Wonky Donkey this morning.
No, that's not what we're talking
not
about.
Not the same thing.
There's this
I believe I held him for a minute.
Okay. There was this really cute video going around of a grandma reading a book to her grandson. It's very sweet.
And she can't get through it.
It's hilarious.
She's laughing so hard. She's from Scotland. She can't get through it. And so I see this on Facebook. Listen.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky wonky donkey.
Okay, so there's the grandma from Scotland reading this book.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs, one eye. And he liked to listen to country music.
Okay, got it off. Okay. We were laughing so hard this morning watching this grandma try to get through this book. She's reading it to an infant, and she's laughing so hard the baby starts jiggling, and she can't get through the book. The book has since gone crazy viral. Not just viral. The author, Janice Clark, by the way, the book's been out there a while, cannot... Her phone's ringing, the Today Show's calling, because everyone wants to know about this book. So, we are going to present to you The Winky Wonky Donkey. I was walking down the road, and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw!
He only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky wonky donkey.
He liked to listen to country music. He was a honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey.
Okay. I was walking down the road, and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw.
No.
Wait.
Keep going?
Yeah. Okay.
He only had three legs and one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He was a lanky honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs and one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim, and he smelled really, really bad. He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey.
I got the same copy.
Read the next line.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs and one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. That morning, he got up really early and hadn't had any coffee. He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs and one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. That morning, he got up really early and hadn't had any coffee. And he was always getting into mischief. He was a hanky-panky, cranky, stinky-dinky, lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey.
Okay. I was walking down the road, and I saw a donkey, hee-haw. He only had three legs and one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. That morning, he got up really early and hadn't had any coffee. And he was always getting into mischief. But he was quite good looking. He was a spanky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky, wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was a honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey.
I don't get it.
I think you like this book.
I don't like this book.
Better than the main. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He had only three legs, one eye. He liked to listen to
I didn't know we had to do it with an accent. That's why it's not
He's
working.
A lanky, honky, donkey, winky, wonky.
Grandma's losing it.
Okay, I love this woman. She's awesome.
Let her read one more.
After you listen to this.
Grandma's getting into somebody's stash.
Yeah, she's smoking weed.
How can MD read this seriously?
What?
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Yo. Oh dear. He only had three legs, one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He's quite tall and slim. And he smelled really, really bad. Oh dear. He's a stinky dinky lanky honky tonky winky wonky.
So dumb.
Stop looking at his bum. Oh dear.
Somebody says, I cannot believe I'm still listening donkey, to this.
Honky. Hee-haw. He only had three legs, one eye. He liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim. He smelled really, really bad. And that morning he got up early and hadn't had any coffee. He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey.
She is high.
How much, Mia?
I can't even tell what she's saying. It's subtitled because of her Scottish accent.
Down the road I was walking down the road and I saw
okay, all right, enough. I can't take any more.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Hee-haw. Oh, hee-haw.
Can we get her to speak English?
She's a cranky,
she is
panky,
speaking English.
Panky,
can we
winky,
hear her to speak
wonky,
American?
Donkey.
No.
The grandma's name is Janice Clark, and the author who I think first of all they only spent 20 cents on that book when they bought it. The author now says sales have gone through the roof. There are more orders coming from the United States and England.
Wow.
In the last week, the book is called The Wonky Donkey. I have had $110,000 in orders. Now keep in mind this book's probably what? $6?
That's fantastic.
Oh, max. Yeah.
They have sold 3,000 to 4,000 books just in 1 week, just on his website. He says, my publisher in New Zealand is reprinting 50,000. He wrote the book after hearing a joke about a three-legged donkey.
The Wonky Donkey is selling for
on
eight
Amazon.
Bucks on
eight
Amazon.
Bucks, $8. If you know someone with a toddler... Go buy the Wonky Donkey book.
Charlie,
if
would
you
love
know
this.
Someone with a weed addiction, go out and get this
go
book.
She calls it the Wonky Donkey.
If you give that person this book, they'll never leave their house
Do
again.
Do we think she's sober?
No, she is sober. It's just so joyful because she's got that Scottish accent, the Wonky Donkey.
He's a cranky likey donkey. She's high.
She is not high.
She is on weed. She is.
Brad, do your last line again.
My last line?
Yeah.
He was a spanky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I got into an Atlas yesterday after that trip to Lawrence. Back in an Atlas, my favorite car, hands down my favorite car. And you need to go ask them about their Switch and Save clearance sale. It is still going on right now. Ask them to see that Atlas, and you can get up to $5,000 off MSRP. If you look at the Tiguan, which is what I was in prior for about a month, those are up to $7,000 off MSRP. It is a great deal going on now. Switch and Save at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. And they've got every used car and all makes and models out there. Used cars for every budget. If you're not in the market for a new one, ask them about that Switch and Save event. Also, the best warranty out there. I'm telling you, it's 72,000 miles, transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Go to VWLeesSummit.com, check out their inventory online, VWLeesSummit.com, or get into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
It's just a silly phase I'm going through.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe this Friday. It'll be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Sponsors of a proposed Prairie Village anti-discrimination ordinance were disappointed and frustrated that a scheduled debate Monday night was canceled due to a lack of city council quorum. But they also vow to keep pushing forward with the measure at another public hearing, most likely in October, to provide protections for those in the LGBT community and other what they call marginalized groups. A Prairie Village Council quorum requires 8 of the 12 members, not counting the mayor, but 6 council members indicated they would be absent on Monday night. 2 council members were out of town. A third had a family emergency. 3 others alerted the city administrator on Monday afternoon. They couldn't be there. Quoting here from Councilman Tucker Poling, it was just very unusual to have a large number of cancellations on the afternoon of a city council meeting. Tucker Poling, councilman, is one of 2 sponsors of the proposed anti-discrimination ordinance. Quote, it was very disappointing because there were a lot of residents planning to come and speak and be heard. Councilman Poling learned of the cancellations late in the day as he was heading to a business to make copies of materials for the night's discussion. Instead, he had to pull over and start texting people who had planned to testify. It struck me as very odd. I don't think we showed much respect. Caitlin Vaughn, a 29-year-old who said she and her wife love living in Prairie Village, had planned to testify in favor of the ordinance on Monday. She told the Star she was frustrated with the 11th-hour cancellation. Quoting here from Caitlin Vaughn, I think it was pretty frustrating, adding that it's council members' responsibility to attend meetings if at all possible. So we have 2 council members who said they were in Washington, 1 who had a family emergency, and 3 council members who have given no excuse but did call in the afternoon and say they could not make it. In fact, among them, Councilwoman Sheila Myers sent an email at 2:34 in the afternoon saying something had come up and she couldn't make it. Councilwoman Brooke Moorhead sent an email at 3:16 that a family matter would keep her from attending. The Star could not reach either one of them, of course. The ordinance is modeled on laws passed in Roland Park in 2014.
Can I ask you a wider question?
Yep.
Is there any amount of money in the world that would have you, for very little money, if no money, volunteer or be paid to be on the city council? And here is why I ask. We have this issue in Prairie Village. In Overland Park right now, parents are furious at a plan to put a proposed strip mall next to an elementary school. Mm. Then in Independence, lest we forget Missouri, a woman stepped up to the podium, I believe last night, if not the night prior, and said to one of the council members, you need to resign over some questionable travel expenses, okay? So we have all of this drama at 3 different council meetings in 1 week. And I remember looking, and I'm not saying, as far as the topics go, that the council member in Independence traveled or didn't. that the school should be built next to a strip mall or it shouldn't, or that the Prairie Village people should have their butts in their seats. My point is it worth it? This is why no one runs.
What are you talking about? People run all the time for city council.
You have said 1,000 times you would never do it.
I have never said that. In fact, I went downstairs years ago and asked Big Boss.
You said you would never run for higher office.
I would run for the city council.
Do you realize how much crap you have to put up with to do the good that you end up doing?
I want power.
Oh, good God.
I want to own my block.
Okay, that's helpful. I mean,
is there
ask Kara.
A lot of power in a city council
ask
position?
Ask Kara, she knows.
In Ropo?
No, there's not.
Why did you want to be the HOA president?
I didn't.
But you are.
I didn't ever want to be.
Once you taste human flesh, you just can't get enough.
Yeah.
Just got sucked into it.
Once I left one warning on one door.
You can never get out once you're in.
I couldn't stop leaving warnings on doors.
I'm sucking you back because nobody else wants to step up and volunteer.
Your grass is too tall.
No pool pass for you.
Is that grayish or beige?
I believe one of your car tires looks a little flat.
No pool pass!
Were you just inundated and intoxicated with the power?
No.
Do you know, Kara, when we remodeled our bathroom, we had an old
paint on your
steel bathtub. Mm-hmm. And we called Habitat for Humanity, Habitat Restore. Will you come get it? Yes, we'll come get it. Put it in the back. We'll be by in 2 days. In 12 hours, we had a notice from the city that someone had complained about the bathtub in the backyard that we were donating to poor people.
You left it out there for months.
What did you? No. 48 hours. And what are you supposed to do with a steel bathtub that they've dragged out of your bathroom? I'm sorry. Poor people like bathing, jerks.
Newsroom care marks, sir.
The president touring the damage left behind by Florence. That's next.
One of the things I love about our live shows, and we've got one coming up this Friday in Olathe, correct, is that all kinds of women and men come up to me and say, let me tell you about my Kriegel mesh diamond. In fact, it was a man the last time who came up because his brother went and got his diamond engagement ring for his fiance with Scott and Steve. And they're always amazed at the savings. And hey, go get 4 or 5 estimates around town at those strip mall, big box store jewelry places. And then go ask Scott and Steve what they will charge you as wholesalers to do the exact same thing. In most cases, you will save half of your money or more when you shop the wholesale market. If you've never done it, it's a much more personal experience, and you will save a bucket load of money. Or you can get a bigger stone. It is truly one of my favorite little best-kept secrets in all of Kansas City. They're doing something for me right now, as a matter of fact. Give Scott and Steve a call. It is by private appointment only, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump in the Carolinas today in the wake of Florence. He stopped at the Horry County Emergency Operations Center in South Carolina.
We just left North Carolina. They got hit really, really hard. And they are working, and all of that water is coming your way.
The president promising financial help from Washington for the flood-damaged communities. KCP&L says recent power outages in Lee's Summit over the last few weeks have been caused by maintenance on their system. That work was finished on Monday, according to a spokesman. Yesterday, Lee's Summit High School had to dismiss early because of a power outage. KCP&L says that was caused by an unrelated circuit failure. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.